You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A members' bill put forward by Green Party MP Eugenie Sage that would have prevented further mining on conservation land has failed without support from the Labour Party. Previous Labour Party policy was to have no new mining, but they have now proposed a review of DOC land instead of an outright prohibition. I spoke to Coromandel Watchdog Chair Catherine Delahunty about the bill, why many believed it to be important, and how it may contradict Labour's promises. I first asked what exactly the bill was and what happened to it.
What a really good question. So this bill was Eugenie Sage from the Greens' bill, which would have banned all new mining activity on conservation land and also help protect species that are in rare areas where there might already be mining consents, because these could then be surrendered if it was going to affect those species. So it was a comprehensive effort, and it's focused on the Crown Minerals Act, which makes it sound weird because that's where the mining permits get issued from. They get issued under the Crown Minerals Act, and the Crown Minerals Act is actually a hideous act that's main purpose is to facilitate mining. But Eugenie's bill would have really, really helped the government honour the promise that they made to ban new mining activity. And so now they've decided not to support it, not even to first reading, where what happens in Parliament is you read it once and then it gets sent to Select Committee so the public can have their say. So the public aren't even going to have their say, let alone any amendments that, if Labor was so worried, they could have amended. So yeah, we're disgusted and disappointed with the Labour government on this issue.
Why is it important that we pay closer attention to what mining is happening and where?
Well, because since the government made their promise to ban it, new mining activity, there's been at least 44 more access agreements by DOC to allow mining, plus lots more permits. And all of the stuff is happening in land that's been set aside for future generations because of its particular value, because of its forest cover, its waters, its species. It's value to the nation, and also for the cultural issues. There's many areas like one in the Coromandel here, Wharekiraupunga, which has many important cultural sites for tangata whenua. So there's lots of reasons why we should not be allowing in the 21st century this stuff to happen. On the West Coast, it's all about coal. Here, it's all about gold. Both of them, Casper, are not needed in the modern world. Coal, we have to transition out of, otherwise we have no climate. Gold, we've got enough above the ground for 400 years and it can be reused infinitely, and we have to stop this.
What kinds of promises exactly have we seen from the Labour government, and how does this decision apparently contradict their policies?
Great question. So in 2014, when National was still the government, Labor released a policy saying that they would have no new mining activity on DOC land if they became government. When they became government, in the speech from the throne, they call it, in 2017, they announced the policy and said, yes, we're standing by, no new mines. Now, they have done nothing about that, instead of which they're doing a review of the DOC lands over the status of different parts of the DOC land that will take years and which will probably result in the miners getting some areas taken out of the DOC estate, particularly on the West Coast, so they can mine them. So there is nothing in this review that's going to help. And Labor are using it as an excuse for not honouring their promise. It's really pathetic, and you have to ask yourself, have they gone inside a free trade agreement that's preventing them from following through on what is a very politically popular policy, which they've announced twice?
On this topic, do you believe that the reasons we've heard from the government for killing the bill are at all valid, or do you think there are other considerations at play that we might not know about?
Yeah, well, that's what I was just saying. I don't believe that any of their arguments are remotely valid. They're just excuses and denials of what they promised. And I think there's several possible reasons for this. One is, I don't know who the environmental leaders are in the Labor front bench. I can't name them. Who are they? No one can name them. I mean, we know that their excuse that while we wait for them to do the stewardship review is bollocks. We know that to go through the RMA, which is what they say is a robust process, is not robust because the Minister of the Environment has called for a fundamental review of it because it doesn't work. So we know that's bollocks. So So then we get to the unseen motives, which may be, as I said earlier, maybe that they've gone and signed some free trade agreement, which means that anyone investing in mining has a legitimate expectation. This is how free trade agreements work. If an investor from overseas has an expectation of something, you're not allowed to ban it. So that may be one of the reasons. All of these reasons are highly dubious and ridiculous, except the free trade one. They may have put themselves into a corner without us having any say over it, and we would like to know if that's the case. But overall, I also think that the West Coast lobby, mining lobby, is very strong. There are people in cabinet and ex-Labor MPs who are mining lobbyists, like Clayton Cosgrove. Damien O'Connor will be defending his vote on the West Coast because it's a pro-mining part of the country. And really, the rest of us are being held hostage for these things, and they're not okay. This is not a good reason to mine underneath the habitat of a 200-million-year-old frog in the beautiful forest behind Whangamata. It's not a reason to dig up the Denniston Plateau because there's some coal there. So I don't know how many of your listeners have ever been there, but it's probably one of the most mind-blowing places I've ever been to in this whole country. So really, Casper, they're just failing to honour a promise because they are scared of the consequences. In fact, the consequences could be a greater vote for them. And their two potential future next year coalition partners, Te Pāti Māori and the Greens, have both endorsed this policy, have both sent representatives to our petition presentation 3 weeks ago and said, we stand with this. So here you have it, two political parties both honouring a promise that the other, the government, is failing to honour. It's ridiculous.
With this bill not going forward, what do you believe is the next step for protecting conservation land?
We have to fight this. The bill won't go forward, but we have to keep putting... I believe in... There are several courts. There's the actual court where we're going... Coromandel Watchdog of Hauraki will be going to court over the Whariki Rauponga particular example in the forest behind Whangamata. We'll be going to court within 6 months over this. But also the Court of Public Opinion, because I really have faith that people across Aotearoa do not believe in this strategy of the government, want to see the promise honoured, want to see conservation land. We had in 2010 nearly 40,000 people march down Queen Street, and they were like, you know, no mining on forests, on national parks or conservation land. Like, that was very clear to people. People thought we won then, but no, we're still having to fight that battle. It is really obvious that we have to keep going. It is like being a bunch of ants trying to fight an elephant, a multinational elephant. They have so much money. OceanaGold, which is the main player in the gold world, have more money than we've got. Bathurst Resources, main player in the coal world, may not have so much. But either way, we have to fight the companies. We have to fight on the ground. We have to try and get DOC to show some backbone. And we absolutely have to say to the government, you will lose votes through this policy. So we will be fighting on all fronts, as usual. But we have faith in our communities. We know that this is what people want us to stand up for this, and we will.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.